And elections coming up on May 29th, as announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa. A couple of things will be at play. Some people will look at issues, some people will listen to manifestos, and other people will think, I'm voting just for my favorite person. And we thought, let's look at the promises made by politicians, especially during an election time. What are some of the craziest promises? I mean, we heard from MK not too long ago, and I'm not calling their promises crazy, by the way, but I'm thinking they're somehow adventurous, like sending young pregnant girls to Robben Island. I think that's something else that is a little bit out of the extraordinary. What have you heard? Which other promises have you heard from politicians that you think are somehow outside of the box? I'd love to hear from you. 011-883-0702. But Dr. Levine Doe is a political analyst and will help us navigate around promises, commitments, and what has been called manifestos. Dr. Doe, thanks very much for your time. Welcome to 702.
Good afternoon to you, Thabo. Good afternoon to the listeners at home. Thank you for having me.
It's only a pleasure, and thanks very much for joining us. Should we expect politicians to be somehow exaggerating promises at this time when an election is just around the corner? Or are these genuine concerns that they've been having for quite some time?
There are many factors at play. There are political parties that are contesting elections, knowing that they are not going to make it to form a government. There are political parties that are participating in the elections, hoping that they are going to make it to government, and they know that they might make it to government. There are political parties which are in existence, which are only going to send few individuals to government who would not be able to make any meaningful impact, even when such parties are represented. So that also informs the manifestos or what these leaders would say or indicate when they are campaigning. So some of the issues that are raised during campaigns are issues that politicians themselves are aware, and they're very sure that they're actually not going to happen.
The element of hyperbole or exaggeration in this instance could be much more prevalent during an election than at any other time. And as you've just articulated, Dr. Doe, that some parties would really know that they're not going to make it to parliament, so they can exaggerate as much as they want to. But as a voter, what are you to look out for, especially if they are talking about an issue that is rather sensitive and that pulls your heartstrings? How are you to know that this is genuine and this is not?
There are many ways to do so. What political party A would say in a constituency in another area might not be the same thing that they say whilst they are talking to another constituency. So what politicians would do is that they go out and study the kind of people that they're going to be talking to, and obviously say things that might be seen to be acceptable to that particular constituency. And that is why you are able to see some elements of inconsistencies from certain political leaders in based on the fact that they would say something to this constituency and say something else to the other constituency. But what a voter should look out for could be something that is actually written down by these political parties, what one could be able to go through and read. Because sometimes politicians are taken over by emotions, or having studied the kind of people that they are talking to, then they are able to say what would make them popular in that specific environment.
I'm looking at the ethical behavior of those utterances. If some of those fall outside the ambit of the Constitution, let me just make a weird example, death penalty. Isn't there somehow a regulation that can be put into place to at least warn politicians from doing that, as much as there are some guidelines, for instance, in an advertising industry, that you cannot give deliberate misleading messages? And I'll give you another example. I spoke about the party called MKP earlier on, and they have a very interesting utterances that they have made. One is the one that I've just mentioned about young girls, pregnant young girls who are still in school, who should be taken to Robben Island. But they are also mentioning, among others, that there'll be compulsory conscription, and learners who have matriculated won't have a choice of what they want to study. That will be decided for them. Those things, I mean, they infringe on the tenets of who we are as a society in our constitutional democracy.
Indeed. I think what we need to recall is the fact that when the different political parties are talking to their manifestos, they actually touch on policy issues. And as we all know, politicians, whilst they are in government, they assume the responsibility of making laws. And what they could be trying to do would be to say, maybe this appears to be a challenge, and this is how, as a political party, we will be able to do or try to do in order to address such a challenge.
Yes.
But sometimes what is very important is that some political parties, at the time when they think that they are busy attracting voters towards their parties, they could not be aware that their actions would actually discourage people from voting for such parties.
Dr. Ndo, we'd have to leave it at that. Really appreciate your time.